Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are cross-examining former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has been testifying on the stand about his efforts to protect Trump from negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Current President Joe Biden in New York for a fundraiser last night. This morning is talking with SiriusXM host Howard Stern as part of a live interview. Reaction continuing to come in to the reversal of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Here's ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
They found that these overturning of these criminal convictions for sexual assault really speaks to the fact that the criminal justice system doesn't understand the nuances in sexual assault cases. Consent is a very big issue, but it's a very complicated issue that can't be ruled on in this way.
Hundreds of arrests on college campuses this week. Students protesting continued military action and Israeli occupation of Gaza. Today was the deadline for Columbia students to disperse. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kelda Roy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After nobody ran for mayor, one was selected out of a group of write-in votes in Fountain City. The top write-in vote-getter of the 82 votes tallied was a former mayor who said he wanted to stay retired. The second choice was Ben Edink, a 46-year-old CEO for a business in Winona, Minnesota. Edink received 22 of the 82 write-in votes. Edink, who did not campaign for the spot or expect to be mayor, will serve a two-year term through the spring of 2026. A private school in La Crosse is raising money to help increase pay for its teachers. The Aquinas Catholic Schools Foundation is running a campaign called Invest in the Best. It's an effort to raise $10 million to provide better wages for its teaching staff. The hope, according to the group, is that they can raise the pay to be equal with what other teachers receive in La Crosse County. The average teacher salary at the four largest districts in the county is about $60,000. For WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the drafter tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series 2 games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Hager, Uribe, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with rain rolling in by late afternoon. And winds are feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour as highs climb to the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight hours and may even produce some small hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Dan Schaefer will be here at 10:33 to recombobulate. I'm fairly certain we're going to talk about an article that was written by Daniel Bice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this week, and it involves some hanky-panky.
Some hanking of panking
involving Souls to the Polls, a group that takes voters to the polls during elections. We'll have more details coming up with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. Next hour, 11:33, on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller will be here, and he's going to do a little recap of the Great Milwaukee Film Festival. That is all coming up. Also next hour, we haven't done this in a while, Greg Bach, the good, the bad, and there's a festival about what? I can't believe we missed it.
I feel like
we have to get this on the calendar for next year.
For you.
And a reminder, we have Bucks action tonight. The Bucks at the number 6 Indiana Pacers at 4 p.m. If you want to listen to the game, you can catch it on locally grown radio, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. That is 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And, of course, on LAK Lake Air, 1260 AM in
Amory.
Bucks game tonight. Bucks at the Pacers, 4 p.m. if you want to catch that game. Again, you can catch it on locally grown radio, WFHR, and then WLAK later on this afternoon. We're going to start off, though, talking about early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And bank your vote.
Good stuff.
It is a good stuff thing.
Yeah.
As has been reinforced by Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming.
Mm-hmm.
He has been talking about bank your vote, get out. Vote early, you know, make sure it gets done. This is important. We can't wait until the last minute to have these votes come in.
And he's been talking about this since he took power back in late 2022.
He has.
He wanted to change the narrative.
Unfortunately, there is someone pretty prominent within his own party who refuses to change that narrative.
Let me guess. Is it Rudy Giuliani?
No.
Is it Corey Lewandowski?
No.
Is it my dad?
Also not correct.
Who is it,
Calvin,
Jane?
Play this clip from this prominent Republican talking about how early voting is bad.
You know, in the old days, it was election day. Now it's election day. They have some of these things 48 days. 48 days of cheating, and which we hate. We got to bring the elections back to paper ballots, which, by the way, is very sophisticated. They make incredible sophisticated paper. You can't cheat. It's very simple. It would cost about 9% of what the machines cost or what elections cost, and it would be safe. But paper ballots, voter ID, you need voter ID, and same-day voting.
Donald Trump.
I was way off.
Donald Trump. Saying, no, early voting is bad. It's cheating. That's where all the things go wrong. I am dying to know what sophisticated moves they have made to increase the integrity of paper.
They're using the best trees. This is super duper secure trees.
These are the most honest trees that have ever been cut down and turned into paper. What?
They have the biggest trunks.
What advancements have been made in paper to ensure that a ballot is secure? That is hilarious.
The question I have is in that rambling at best, I guess, you know. He says it's 9%, which is an amazingly specific number.
One also, that he picked out of the sky.
Right up there with 48 days of early voting.
Right.
If you take all the day, like the 5-day work week, and you also take out that Monday before elections, that's like, we're voting in like late October. No, we're voting in like late September at that point.
Right.
So, but back to the original idea is he said something about it, we would save 9% by not using the machines. I don't know if he has been told or realized or ever voted in his life that the same machines that you, well, when I, this is how it works for me. When I early vote, I don't use a machine. I take my ballot, I fill it out. I get my ballot from myvote.wi.gov.
There you go.
Fill it out, seal it, do all the things it asks. Usually ask for a witness, and I mail it off. And then that, or if I do it in person, I take it to my city hall, I drop off an envelope. I don't put anything in a machine. And then once election night's happened, or it's the polls have closed, they open the envelopes, they feed them in the machine. We pretty much all do that now. I don't think there are any communities, except for maybe small communities, where it's like a ceremonial thing where they're going to drop ballots into a box and they count the votes, like one for Donald Trump, one for Joe Biden. Right, right. Why do I talk like this? So what, he wants to get rid of the machines then? That's my point. Is like, does he want to get rid of the machines? Does he think the voting machines are the problem as well?
Because they're instantaneously switching votes. That was their whole claim about the 2020 election.
But only during early voting then, or the entire thing? Like, I'm asking Donald Trump for some clarification.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So that was the thing that stuck in with me. He's like, the machines, all of a sudden, he's like, the machines. Like, well, we don't vote with the machines in early voting. You drop your ballot off, they count it later.
No, I think he wants to get rid of all machines. And I want to say that they tried this at a municipality in Arizona, where they did all hand counts. And this was not a large metropolitan area. It took forever.
Yeah.
And you're took forever.
And you'll probably have to factor in, if you do one hand count official, the first one, you're probably going to have to look at least 2 to 3 to 4 more counts to verify. And you'll probably need a whole new staff. And I don't know in Wisconsin where we're going to get this, as they just passed 2 constitutional amendments limiting funding for voting. Womp, womp.
I'm just curious. Do you vote absentee? Have you voted early? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Andrew from Maine texting in. Do you know who's not able to vote in person at the polls? Deployed military service members. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But please don't worry about those people. And it's interesting that you say that, Andrew. We're going to be talking to a group about residents, U.S. residents who live and work overseas, but still want to vote because they are still American citizens.
I mean, traveling, like, sometimes congressmen and senators vote early or vote absentee because they're in Washington. There's all these situations in which people do it. It is a safe, secure, long-standing practice.
There are already some states that only have mail-in voting. Or predominantly mail-in voting. I'm pretty sure in Utah, mail-in voting has been going on for a long time.
I mean,
Utah, that bastion of liberalism.
Cheating.
Cheating.
It's a state of cheaters.
Yeah.
It just, to me, once again, we didn't have, like, I'm sure there were some people, like little bits and pieces of people who were like, oh, I don't like him. Like, I don't trust that stuff. I don't trust early voting. But it never became a national story until he opened his yapper. And then I was like, well, see, they're cheating out there. Since when? With what? By whom? Prove something. You can't. You tried it 60 plus times. Every time the court's like, get out of here.
And they dragged it out for how long? 3.5 years? And they're still talking about about these baseless claims that the 2020 election was stolen?
They're currently dragging it out right now. But it also brings back the question, you know, how does Brian Schimming of the Wisconsin GOP square his goal of banking the vote? That is their line, bank your vote.
Right.
He has congressmen of the state, assembly members, state senators saying on Twitter and social media, bank your vote. He's got them behind him, which is great messaging. But you got this other guy who's got significantly more name recognition screaming at anyone who will say it. It's cheating.
Yeah, it's tough to sell your message when the head of your party is giving an opposite message. We do have a clip of Robin Schimming talking to Brian Schimming, talking to WISN's Upfront. Let's play that, Calvin.
Ronna McDaniel, as you know, was pushing that early vote program, especially in key battleground states like Wisconsin. Is that going to continue?
It absolutely is going to continue. Wisconsin was one of the first states I've pioneered doing early vote programs amongst the state parties. Really, we were the first state in the country to roll out the Bank Your Vote effort. It is the key to winning.
To those efforts, how difficult is it for you for a state party chairman when you have Trump just a few weeks ago saying you're going to automatically have fraud with mail-in voting?
Look, we watched the fraud issue very closely in Wisconsin. That would be part of Chair Wadley's job as well, along with Laura Trump. You know, from my perspective, we recruited 5,500 poll workers, the most ever at a modern record anyway, here in Wisconsin. We'll have thousands of folks who will be watching the election processes. To me, it's part of a larger equation, early vote, protecting the vote, and make sure we get new voters to go to the polls.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming talking to WISN's Upfront about the importance of early voting. He says they will continue to encourage Republicans to vote early, despite former President Donald Trump saying over and over and over again, mail-in voting automatically has fraud.
I'm not jealous of Brian Schimming right now.
No kidding.
It
must be immensely frustrating.
Very diplomatic response from Mr. Schimming. And I mean, the super Trumpers will not vote early.
No.
They may catch a couple Republicans and be like, yeah, maybe I'll do that. But the ones who I would like to know at the end of the day how many they captured, new voters voting early GOP, to see how successful the strategy was.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do you vote early? Do you vote absentee? Give us a call. Share your story. We have a couple texts. We'll come back with Stay Close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. Ready to take your calls, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching today on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Dan Schaefer joining us after the 10:30 news to recombobulate, so stick around for that. We're talking right now and taking your calls about whether or not you vote early, if you had voted absentee. The Republican Party kind of in a tight spot.
A bind.
As far as they want people to vote early.
Yeah.
Because that is a big Democratic advantage. So Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming calling it bank the vote. They want everybody to bank their votes. Mm-hmm. And yet they have the leader of their party ostensibly saying it's all cheating. You can't vote early and you can't vote absentee. Don't do it. Let's listen.
You know, in the old days, it was election day. Now it's election. They have some of these things 48 days of cheating. And which we hate. We gotta bring the elections back to paper ballots, which, by the way, is very sophisticated. They make incredible sophisticated paper. You can't cheat. It's very simple. It would cost about 9% of what the machines cost or what elections cost, and it would be safe. But paper ballots, voter ID, you need voter ID, and same-day voting.
Cheat-proof paper.
This is, like, super... Like, you ever see Marvel movies? This is the, like... Like, they've developed this paper in their movies, and they're going to help save the world because they're cheat-proof and they're secure. I'm going to take it a step further. We're only going to have 5 ballots. Every American's going to have to share all 5 ballots, and you have to come to Washington, D.C. to vote on voting day. Let's just make it that simple.
That'll be so fair.
Yeah, because, like...
That's so fair.
Voter ID, so fair and so not problematic at all. You know, same-day voting, why make it convenient?
Yeah. And that's the whole point. There are some who do not want it to be convenient. Taking your texts and your calls again, 855-752-4842. Someone texting in from Amory. I travel a lot for work, so I receive all my ballots absentee, as I never know if I can be in town on voting days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a convenience. Andrew from Maine, Oregon, has been 100% mail-in voting since the 1990s. I knew there was a state that had been 100% mail-in voting. And I don't recall decades of stories coming out of Oregon that their elections were stolen.
Well, they're all a state of cheaters, so they don't tell on each other. That's why we don't know, Jane. Yeah.
Liz from Saukville, listening on WAUK. My husband voted absentee and voted early. We're going to vote early for the 24 presidential election. It's so easy, and our clerk is right there. Easy peasy. Yes, easy funny. Peasy is right.
And Andrew did send another text asking how many absentee/early ballots were cast in the Wisconsin primary. I don't have those numbers off the top of my head, but I'm trying to find them. I'm sure they have been counted by the Wisconsin Election Committee.
I was also curious about the advancement in producing cheat-proof paper. According to Google, some of the latest innovations in paper manufacturing include sustainable manufacturing, digital printing, biodegradable paper, nanotechnology, waterless printing, synthetic paper, 3D paper printing, and microfibrillated cellulose. Maybe that's what the cheat-proof paper is. The microfibrillated cellulose, Greg. I'm trying to.
I don't know how to make a joke out of microfibrillocellular.
I'm trying to help bolster Donald Trump's argument that they've come up with cheat-proof paper.
It's the most sophisticated paper.
anyone has ever seen.
Everyone's ever seen the trunk. The tree's got the biggest trunks. Yeah, I mean, it's. I hate having to keep talking about this, but we have to. We got to keep talking about it because this is, you know, he just casually says early vote's cheating. What are you doing? 48 days of early voting. I mean.
But that was his whole tenure, though, is just picking things out of the sky. And because, especially on some of the outlets that he will go on and spew this stuff, they don't call him on anything. They don't fact check him on anything.
No, they don't, because he's, well, yeah, because he goes to the places that love him.
Right.
And they think he is the golden goose that lays. He is. He's because he gets them the ratings and their money and their ad buys. And we've talked about this in the past. So the problem is the amount of people who either now believe or have seriously questioned the validity of the 2020 election has gone up. You would think in today's day and age, with all the available information and it being hammered by whether it's Democrats, whether it's the news, whether it's just, you know, whoever saying the 2020, Robin Voss saying the 2020 election
was
fair and safe and secure and had little to no problems. This is why we're still talking about it, because now the amount of people who are questioning and or now just believing
who are buying into this narrative
is growing. And so we have to. And I hate talking about it because this is like there are other cool things to talk about, but we must talk about it. And we cannot stress enough. We're going to say this a lot more in the coming months. Myvote.wi.org. Check.
.gov.
I'm sorry. You're right. .gov. Check your polling place. Check your representatives. Talk to your representatives. Tell them, you know, make it easier to vote. And also find out if you're registered to vote. Get your absentee ballots. They're safe, secure. They're legal.
Yeah.
And you are not cheating. So it's one of the greatest rights we have in this country. And they shouldn't be hampered by anything, including ID voting. But that's another story. But yeah, that's.
It's just going to be interesting to see how they're going to square this circle with. On the one hand, the head of the Wisconsin Republican Party saying, no, early voting is great. Do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
And then you hear from the head of their party saying, no, it's all cheating. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. I just imagine like Trumpers going like, but I got to, but what do I do now?
Where do I go?
Where do I go?
I'm so confused.
All right. And take a breath
and breathe.
Go for a walk. Okay.
Okay. Just a reminder to download the wonderful and free Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. That allows you to call and text directly from the app into whatever show you're listening to all across the network.
Really?
Yes.
How much is the app?
It's very free.
I don't know if that's true.
It's very free.
Oh my gosh, we're so cool.
News is on the way next, and then when we return, we will be recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Next hour, the good, the bad, and we missed this festival about what? That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Bite your lip and take a trip. Though there may be wet road ahead and you cannot slip. Just move on up. For peace you can find. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, no mistake or say, but you can pass the test. Just move on.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A day after a redevelopment committee considered several bids for the property, the former South Community Library in La Crosse took a step towards landmark status last night. The La Crosse Heritage Preservation Commission approved nomination of the building as a historic landmark. The next step is a public hearing next month. A committee tasked with redeveloping the property considered several bids that would turn the area into multifamily housing, including a bid that would replace the existing structure. A home was seriously damaged by a fire this morning in Coon Valley. Crews said the home, which is inside of the village's borders, was fully engulfed. Nobody was hurt, according to the Coon Valley Fire Department. Crews were called to the home just after 6 this morning to the fire at the single-family home. Fire crews were also called in from at least two other places to help fight the fire. No other information was released as of this morning. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with rain rolling in by late afternoon. And winds are feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour as highs climb to the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight hours and may even produce some small hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Trump trial, more Packer talk, and your Friday grievances. Only on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You made it to the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Ready to take your calls and your texts at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us every Friday at this time. One of the authors, the creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, is here. Good morning. How you doing, Dan?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Calvin. How's everybody doing? Glad to be here.
We are happy. It's Friday, ready for the weekend. Also, really looking forward to talking to you about this story that broke this week from Daniel Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So let's talk about Carlton Huffman.
Seems like quite the character. Yeah, they start off, Daniel Bice starts off his piece on this thing saying Carlton Huffman isn't the best source for a story.
And I respect him putting that in the first line because that's kind of a critical, it's an important detail.
But Carlton Huffman is this guy who was a former staffer for the Wisconsin Republican Party. He worked in and around Milwaukee, I believe, in the 2020 election. And on election day, so this is the report from Bice at the Journal Sentinel, published yesterday morning, about a political stunt that the Wisconsin Republican Party was trying to pull on election day. So the new head of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Andrew Iverson, sent a text to Huffman on that day, encouraging Huffman to, quote, wreak havoc on the group Souls to the Polls. Souls to the Polls is a nonpartisan organization in Wisconsin that helps people get to their polling place on election day, advocates for voting rights in a lot of different ways. But one of the main things that they do is give people a ride to the polls if they, you know, need help getting there and need help voting in any way. This group is a pretty prominent one here in the city of Milwaukee. And I think it's, you know, it's just the while Republicans are saying that in response to this, that Huffman is this unreliable source, they also are not disputing the fact that Iverson encouraged Huffman to wreak havoc on this organization on election day and try to disrupt their practice of bringing people to the polls by flooding the call lines with people who are, you know, saying, you know, only having forcing the groups to help Trump supporters or just overall trying to overall try to disrupt their activities on the critical election day. And there was also so that story was published yesterday morning. There was a press conference held by Souls to the Polls and a bunch of aligned groups, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, and a number of other, you know, kind of voting rights and pro-democracy organizations. And they held a press conference. I went yesterday, held on the northwest side of Milwaukee. And, you know, they denounced the practices and called on Iverson to resign or be removed as the head of this, the new head of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And I think this is an important story, you know, regardless of the fact that it comes from a poor source. You know, this is an important story. And I think it fits a larger pattern that there's been from Republicans toward Milwaukee of disrupting of these voter suppression efforts and targeting Black voters in the city in a myriad of ways. And it's not just an isolated incident with what happened here with Souls to the Polls. It's Bob Spindell bragging about voter suppression efforts. He's the Republican appointee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And I was really struck yesterday at the press conference by a number of the speakers saying just how tired they are of all of this. You know, we've had 4 years since the 2020 presidential election of attacks on voting rights and attacks on the legitimacy of votes. So much of that has focused on Milwaukee, on the city of Milwaukee, on Black voters in Milwaukee. And it's just so clear how tired and exhausted and worn out by these things that these people at the press conference were. And it's just such a ridiculous thing that this has to be, that this has to be argued and debated about the legitimacy of votes and voter suppression efforts. You know, voting should be something that is nonpartisan, that we promote across the board. It shouldn't be something that takes on a Democratic or Republican tone. But in this day and age, it is, you know, it very much is. If you're, a Republican in this day and age, it so much of it is tied to this election integrity stuff and the Trump MAGA world and targeting these votes. And it's just so incredibly frustrating. And it's hard to see where there's going to be change. But I so appreciate the work that these organizations are doing and showing up, regardless of how exhausted they are, showing up time and time again, over and over, to push back on these. I wish we would see the similar kind of resilience from other voices in and around Milwaukee and around the state, standing up for democracy at this critical time as well.
Well, unfortunately, Dan, I think we've talked about this before, that's part of the goal, is to just exhaust people, is to wear them out and either assume that nothing that you can do is going to make a difference, so why do anything? Right? It's flood the zone with crap and just wear people out and exhaust them and keep fighting them. And I'm assuming this was not, what was done was not a crime. Technically.
I mean, technically, no, but I think that was one of the things that people at the press conference were talking about too, was the terminology that Iverson, the now head of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, was using, was calling it Operation Rat F-word.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was something that was noted in the press conference. It's just like, it just seems like not only is this a pattern of targeted voter suppression efforts toward the Black community in Milwaukee, it's something that a number of the people I talked to there yesterday want to be investigated. If it's part of a larger effort, to disrupt voting and block people's right to vote, I think that is something that, you know, that should be, that warrants a greater investigation. If this is part of a larger operation, if this is part of a larger effort, if this is a part of an ongoing pattern from the Republican Party towards Black voters in the city of Milwaukee in particular.
If you're just joining us, Dan Schaefer is our guest. He joins us every Friday from 10:30 to 11 so we can do some recombobulating. And we're talking about what seemed like continued efforts by the Republican Party in Wisconsin to discourage people from voting, or at least pull some things behind the scenes that will wreak havoc.
You know, Dan, you're talking about earlier about, like, this shouldn't be a Republican and Democrat thing. Earlier in the show, we were discussing the fact that you have Brian Shimmy, which, by the way, I need someone to explain to me the difference between the head of the Wisconsin Republican Party and the Wisconsin GOP, because you got Brian Shimmy and then this other gentleman. Do they work for the same organization? Do they work for separate organizations? Do they just have different jobs? Did Brian Shimmy leave and we didn't know it? But, you know, you have Brian Shimmy saying to Republicans in Wisconsin, bank your vote, vote early. We want you to bank your vote. We're making a concerted effort to do that. And then Donald Trump is saying early voting is cheating. The machines are cheats. We got secure and wonderful paper that cannot be beaten. And it just seems like, you know, if me personally, I believe that you, Calvin, Jane, our callers who disagree with us have the fundamental right to have access to voting early, absentee, on the day. I also believe in no ID, but that's another story. Just that belief in the right to vote, and the unfettered access to it, I'm seen as an un-American dirty liberal. I mean, that's how, like, just my base belief, like, yes, you should be able to vote in any way that they make accessible. Well, you're a cheater and you're un-American.
How do we get here?
Yeah.
How do we get here? Well, but I can think back to our colleague Todd Alba, and you can catch Todd from noon to 2 p.m. Every weekday across the Civic Media Radio Network. He was a Republican until 2011. And one of the main reason why he left the party in 2011 was because of the behind-the-scenes chatter about disenfranchising voters.
Yeah.
And he actually testified in federal court about this. So this goes back a long way.
Yeah.
These efforts to lead people to believe that this is a massive, massive issue, and then they can institute all of these extra controls, mm-hmm. allegedly to keep things safer.
Yeah, I think that that's such a great point, Jane, because I think so much of this has talked about in and under the umbrella of this is a Trump thing, right? It's not just Trump. It's not just Trump. This is an effort that goes back, that long predates Trump, especially here in Wisconsin. We saw so many rollbacks of voting rights in the Walker era in the years before Trump, you know, came down the escalator and all of the different things happened since then. You know, this is not just a Trump thing. And I want to point out one other thing from that story and the response to it at the press conference yesterday. So in the Bice story, the response from Andrew Iverson, the head of the Wisconsin GOP here, saying this was texted this as a joke. Mm. Texted that you know, go wreak havoc. How can we, you know, disrupt souls to the polls on election day? Just texting that as a joke. And I saw, and you know, they're at the press conference, somebody asked about that. And Angela Lang from Block, who is an occasional recombobulation area contributor, amazing person. And she, you know, stepped up to the mic and said, what's funny about this?
Yeah.
What's the joke? Because it's not funny to take away somebody's right to vote on election day, you know, or to try to disrupt that. Like, what is even what's going through your head? There's so many different things you could be doing, you know, on election day as a political operative. And the choice that you make is to encourage somebody to wreak havoc and then say that try to explain it away by saying it's a joke. Like, what this isn't funny.
I get it, but that takes a page right out of the former president's book too, because we've been playing these walk down memory lane, and he got on the podium in 2020 and was saying shoot light in the body, bleach, disinfectant, and then the next day they're like, what was this? And he's like, I was being sarcastic for you. There's nothing funny or sarcastic or any, like, to me sarcasm means funny or, like, you know, trying to get you. There's nothing that you gain by doing that regarding people's health in such a disingenuous, dishonest, and uninformed way when you were the president of the United States. So in my opinion, Allen Iverson.
Wrong Iverson.
Yeah, exactly. It's right out of the Trump playbook is to, you say something and if someone calls you on it, you're like, I didn't do it.
Absolutely.
You guys can't take a joke.
It was either a joke or you double down on it.
Yeah.
But you never, never, never admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about trying to disenfranchise people, that goes back a long way when political people were seeing how the demographics were going to be changing. And just numerically, things were not working in their favor. And I think that's when they really started to look at, gosh, if people come out and actually cast their ballots, our policies aren't very popular. We need to do something else.
I told you in 2008 in the Obama election, they were putting door hangers in predominantly black neighborhoods that had the wrong election day on them.
See, and that should be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it? Or is it just then, Ralph made a mistake.
Oopsie doodles. He was the one who was
printing him up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not great, Jane.
It's not great. It's not great. And I don't want to imply that only Republicans do these dirty political tricks, because I'm sure it's happened on the other side as well. It's just not good for our democracy. It's just not.
They're taking the baton down the track. So
we're going to keep recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to hoping for a relaxing weekend. Once I get strapped in the 210, wheels up and we'll be rocking, getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody
me. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Join the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to ruin. He is here every Friday at this time to help us recombobulate. Dan Schaefer from the award-winning Recombobulation Area. Good to have you back, Dan. And we're going to celebrate some good Wisconsin economic news.
That's right. I think we should celebrate when there's good news.
I agree.
For the economy and for jobs in Wisconsin. Because, you know, it was announced earlier this week that Governor Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced a $195 million expansion of Nestle Purina's Jefferson facility. The project aims to create 100 new high-paying jobs, and that follows more economic news. Also in Jefferson, earlier this week, Kikkoman Soy Sauce announced a $500 million.
It said
expansion.
$800 million.
Maybe it's like the comprehensive project was at that level or something like that, but a huge expansion of their operation, the largest soy sauce producer in the world. Did you guys know that they produce their largest plant producing soy sauce is in Wisconsin?
I was telling Jane before the show, I knew Kikkoman was in Wisconsin. I didn't know they were the largest. And when it says in the article, they started in like 1973, I said, if you'd have asked me, I would like, did they start in like 1642? Right. Like, I feel like soy sauce has been around that long. Like, but yeah, Kikkoman, it's everywhere.
I had no idea that Wisconsin was the base for this. And I guess I'm also impressed with this big expansion. We must be consuming a whole lot of soy sauce. I mean, wowza. Are we all using soy in our marinades or what's going on with the soy sauce?
If you over soy, you're going to get salt fist.
Is that?
Salt fist. When you get too much salt in your system,
and your fingers swell?
Swell up, you get salt fist.
That's a term I learned today from Greg Brock on Matt Nair on Air.
See what you learn when you join our show.
Dear WBA, I'll be submitting this moment for my excellence award.
No, but that's terrific news. It really is. And if the situation were reversed and say Scott Walker were still governor, it would be the soy wonder of the world that is coming to Jefferson, right? Like Foxconn was the eighth wonder of the world, and it was all spectacular and marvelous. And Tony Evers just doesn't get a lot of shout outs for stuff like this.
Well, you're exactly right. So I was at, you know, in my previous life, I worked as a business news reporter. I was at Biz Times for a couple of years. I was at the Milwaukee Business Journal for another couple of years. And a lot of that was during the Walker era. And anytime there would be a big announcement like this, it would flood the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
It would be all we'd be hearing about. All the business groups in Wisconsin would be doing backflips and talking about how great the Wisconsin economy is. but we've barely heard about this yeah. week in Wisconsin. We're not hearing any of those positive responses from, you know, Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce celebrating a new manufacturing development. Why might that be? Well, I think it's because they are partisan actors who support Republicans, and they are hugely responsible for shaping the perceptions and narratives about the economy. And when these types of announcements happen under a Democratic governor, you don't hear a peep from any of them,
you know.
But the data and the numbers don't lie, and we're seeing numbers and economic data and major jobs announcements reported lately and under a Democratic governor. I think that's a pretty big deal in an election year to be talking about these types of successes. There was also another story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this week talking about reshoring and this trend of manufacturing overseas coming back to Wisconsin in a big way.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing some really strong economic indicators, but those business groups are seemingly very quiet.
But Dan, Jane, I'm looking at Twitter right now, and it just says Tony Evers sucks. Is that wrong? is social media and the internet wrong? Because it just says Tony Evers sucks, but you're saying good things. What do I believe? I mean, this is not just Wisconsin. This is America. We've talked about this
national story too,
endlessly. Yeah. That the economy is doing really, really well, but because the economy isn't affecting you directly, you're like, the economy sucks. Or when you listen to, and this is across all media platforms, it doesn't matter. Like your CNNs, your Fox, they're always like, the economy is in terrible shape. No, it's not. But the problem is we have a governor and we have a president who are less impressed by the flowers of it all than getting the work done. But the flowers do matter.
Well, I think we're going to make a reach to the WMC and just see if they'd like to come on the show and celebrate some of these good economic numbers. And let's just highlight the good things that are happening in Wisconsin. We can absolutely make that reach. I'd be happy.
Oh, we know they would be very loud in saying how great this economic news was if there was a Republican governor.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Like it's not, you know, if we're just as the media calling balls and strikes, we should not be. I think the media should not be in the business of quoting lobbyists as experts on the economy, because they only support Republicans and they only support a good economic news. Only will back, you know, celebrate good economic news when it's happening under a Republican governor, under a Republican president. It's a frustrating double standard that I think we see. And I think those of us in the media need to be aware of that.
In the couple of minutes we have left, Dan, tonight's Bucks at the Pacers, 4:00. If you want to catch the game, you can listen on 98Q Country in Park Falls. And news from the center, WRCE in Richland Center. How are you feeling about the Bucks' chances?
Well, I just saw while I've been on the show here, the Bucks announced that Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed out for today's game. So I think that's what we all expected. But, you know, getting that news here is the update. There's also, you know, Chris Middleton was also listed as questionable yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not totally sure of his status for the game. But I also think, you know, overall, I think this is going to be a long series, because I just don't think, you know, as currently constructed, either team is good enough to deliver, you know, the kind of knockout blow you might see in a first round series or anything like that. I think the Pacers they're a young team. They're an inconsistent team. This is kind of their first time in the playoffs. So I'm still optimistic about the Bucks winning the series, but maybe less so if they are missing both Giannis and Chris Middleton.
Well, we will see what happens. We'll talk to you next Friday at 10:30. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Thank you so very much, Dan. Have a good weekend. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Thanks for having me. Bucks and six.
Stay close. News is next. And then we return the good, the bad. And there's a festival about what? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.